It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
And away we go. It is time
here
for
we go.
Plan B After Show podcast. I'm Brock. He's Hunter. What's going on,
What's up?
Of course, as always, the Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. We've been telling you, man, get your bike over to Gilson Cycle. They're going to work on a big problem, small problem. They got you covered. Get that motorcycle running right. Of course, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor here in just a little bit. Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson. All right, it's Friday. It's facts and opinions. Let's do it. Fact number one.
You got your beer? You got your beer ready?
Oh, dude, I've been chugging beers all day. All day, son.
It's National drunk. Drinking Day, isn't it? Is that what it is? Beer
National
Day
Drink Beer Day. So,
ooh,
National nice. Get Shit Face Day. It's great. Fact number one, opinion number one. If you have 3/4, 4 dimes, and 4 pennies, you have $1.19. But you can't make exact change for a dollar. How about that? How about that? Interesting. Isn't there like a billion ways to make change for a dollar, something like that?
I've heard something like that. There's a weird
ways
fact out there
to make change.
Here's why I don't give a shit though, because I don't have cash. I don't carry cash,
yeah,
and nobody should.
It,
you know, people get scared about the cashless society, but you know what? It's just nice and convenient. It is.
I was wrong. It was only 242 ways. I was way off. Way off.
That sucked.
I hate cash. And honestly, dude, we could save so much money if we didn't have cash. If we did cash.
So you germaphobes out there, what are you doing? You have the option to carry something that you only touch.
Yep.
Yeah, you're passing cash around all the time. I'm just saying, it's. I like cash for Keno. That's about it.
But I tell you what, though, if I didn't have to have cash, and I know they say, like, the same thing, like, you know, you can't buy lottery tickets with a card. I get it. You can make certain things.
Stupid.
But it is stupid. It's like, okay, yeah, people could go. But if it's a debit card, or you'd be maxed out eventually. Eventually, you're going to max that thing out. All right, there you go. I mean, I understand. But we need to go to a cashless society. There is no reason. The penny costs less than what it costs to make. Are you kidding me? And we still got those damn things? What are we doing?
You know what those are good for? The railroad tracks. That's what I do with them.
Yeah. And you did. You brought up a big thing. Germaphobes, man. Like, I hate when I see like people using cash, and then I got to go, and I'm like, we're not doing any good here. We're not doing any good. Just because the cashier's got gloves on and he touches all your dirty cash and then touches my stuff is not going to help.
Yeah. Well, Brock, you can't roll up a credit card and snort cocaine with it. So what?
Yeah, but I can use my key just fine. All right. But of course, that's the other thing. They're getting rid of all my straws, my little my plastic straws that I cut up. So you ever tried to do a line through a full straw? It's impossible.
Biodegradable straw.
Bullshit. Anyway, let's move on. Fact number two, opinion number two. The shortest war in history was the UK versus Zanzibar. On August 27th, 1986, Zanzibar surrendered after 38 minutes.
Huh. We sucked.
What the fuck is this? Now we're done.
Dying.
Get the white flag out.
Flag. Nice. It's a pretty short war, huh?
I've heard of some other short wars that that were like a day or two. I remember reading this other one war fact where not the Polish army. Who was it? Anyway, they left with like 100 guys and they came back with like 101 because they found some like defector that's like, no, I want to join you guys, man. Like, I'm done.
Dude, it's fucking crazy to think about that.
It is.
Just war in general. It's like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're too smart right now. We're too smart now to have wars and to be slaying each other. Like, we can figure it out other ways, right?
I'd like to think so. But you know, it's funny you bring that up. And this comment is not made to put down our men and women in our armed forces. I have so much respect for them. And you know, my grandpa served and everything. But it is kind of trippy when you see the ads for, like, you know, the Army and the Marines. It's like, we're recruiting people to go fight. Isn't that kind of nuts?
It's kind of wild, dude.
Crazy when you really look at it?
It's something I look back and I'm like, it's just the time frame. So, like, it's scary now. You almost got to, like, think about, all right, what are they doing? What's going on now?
Yeah.
Because back then, like, we know now what it was back then. But at the time, it's just like people were just, all right, I'm gonna sign up, I'm gonna get on the plane, and we're going.
Yeah.
You know, it's just why do you have to slay thousands and millions of people to prove a point? It's just like,
and most times, here's the thing, is it's not It's not the people fighting. It's a handful of people in power that are pulling the strings. It just, you know, the Ozzy said, the Black Sabbath song, War Pigs. You know, that's it's what it is. That's a song about these greedy people in power that are sending us out to war. They're in their big buildings. They're safe. They got bodyguards. While the rest of us are in the trenches, not me, obviously, but it's so funny that it's you think about the Vietnam War, World War II, you know what I mean? Like, it's all because, you know, thousands of people died because one fucking nut job was like, nah, the Jews are bad. Here we go. It's like, what? Why can't we just, you know?
Not that long ago either, if you look at the test of time.
And I guarantee, you too, you know, the people that fought in World War II, and I mean, there's still very few. We're starting, in 15 years, what, 15, 20 years, there won't be any World War II veterans left. None.
Right.
Which is crazy. But I'm sure they were hoping that maybe we wouldn't see any more wars, you know? Like, it's not a good thing. War is not a good thing. You can never justify a war, in my mind. You can't. I mean, you can justify in a sense of like, okay, there's a bad person and we need to stop it. There's evil out there, and I get that. But no one wants war.
Do you think nowadays more so that it's because of the quality of life? Like, the quality of life is a lot better than it was back then. And, like, it's hard for people now to get away from that. Like I think people are more prone to, like, sign up for this because, well, what else we got going on? I'm not saying that you guys didn't have anything going on. But, like, you know what I'm saying? The quality of life now is, like, you're so used to these luxuries and the thing that basically a lot of people are getting now. Yeah. Internet. You know, the amount of information getting passed around. I think it's just different now. It's like people, I don't think, would be even willing to sign up because they know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's an answer to that, man. And I hope we live in a world where eventually we figure out the way to settle our arguments without war. I don't know why we haven't risen up and be like, oh, okay, well, you want to go to war with that country? All right, the two leaders, go duke it out. Whoever loses. No, but instead it's like, no, okay, I'm angry at that guy. I want to take power of that guy. So all of my people, go sacrifice yourselves while I sit up here smoking cigars and fine and getting driven. It's bullshit, dude. It's absolute bullshit.
Tyranny.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Anyway, we could go on and on about that. But
can't we all just get along?
Fact number three, opinion number three. Steve Guttenberg beat out huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. Other actors who auditioned for the role included Bruce Willis, Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, and Judge Reinhold.
So, wait, he's the main character in Police Academy, right?
Yeah, he did, like, pretty much all the... That's, like, the only thing the Goot has ever done. I mean, he's done other things, but he's mostly known for Police Academy, so...
So, I guess, like, there was a Reddit thing I was reading one time, and it was... Other celebrities talking about other celebrities and how they are in, like, real life. I guess he's kind of a whack job.
Guttenberg?
Yeah, like, there was one thing when some celebrity died. And then, you know how they say it goes in threes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, two more died right after. And they were, like, he was there at the crime scene, like, taking interviews, like, right away. Like, why are you there? Like, you don't know the guy. It's like he's, like, trying to get himself into, like, the camera again or something. I can't remember exactly how they explained it, but it was just, like, a weird thing that, like, he's using people's deaths to, like, you know, get
some camera time. That's weird. That is weird.
You know? I mean, it was, like, three in a row he did, too. And they're, like, by the third one, the celebrity, I guess, was like, what are you doing?
That's a little goofy. But some people, you know, he was famous. Like, I mean, they made all those police academies. They made, like, what, seven of them? And he was in all of them. But, you know, I'm just, some of those guys get in that, and then they get that taste of fame, and then it goes away, and they're like, fuck, I need that fame, man. And then they're willing to do it. Then they end up doing, you know, those comedy shows. You know, they end up doing commentary for comedy shows and viral video shows, you know, like Danny Bonaducci. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, that's the worst fucking show ever. True TV, the world's most...
It's all these D-list, these D-list celebrities just giving their... You know, you have, like, the fifth Baldwin brother, who I don't think has ever been in a movie.
Dude, it's a terrible show. Yeah, I don't understand how it's still on. And it's like they even, like, lean into the cheesiness, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The sound effects and shit that they have on that show. I'm like, I had it on for, like, an hour the other day in the background. I'm like, even in the background, I'm like, I got to turn this off.
Yep.
This is terrible.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. The Goot. Fact number four, opinion number four. Female cockroaches can reproduce on their own if no male cockroaches are around.
Nice.
I really don't have anything to say to that. Cockroaches are crazy. Me,
how does it work?
I don't get it.
They like bend it around?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly how it works, Hunter, and we'll leave it. They bend it around. Perfect. Fact number five, opinion number five. Mosquitoes are the deadliest animal on the planet. They kill around 1 million people per year by spreading malaria and other diseases. Jeez. Can we do any? Dude, I've been freaking out now. Ever since there's that one case of triple E that popped up, and I've been reading up on triple E just because it's like, dude, if I got taken out by a fucking mosquito, and what sucks is that triple E is terrifying. Your brain swells. So I've been so paranoid about, like, triple E. Like, dude, I hate it. Fuck mosquitoes. You're telling me we can't figure out a way to kill these mosquitoes? They don't do any good. It's
Brock. It's not the mosquitoes you got to worry about now. It's the old corona. It changed, remember?
Dude, no. Triple E, and I was reading, too. So triple E is a cyclical. So it stays around for, like, 2 to 3 years, and then it goes away for, like, 10 to 20, and then it comes back. But there's no for humans, there's no treatment. So you just hope that your brain doesn't end up swelling and you go into a coma and then you die. And some people end up with like permanent neurological damage. It's like, are you from a fucking mosquito that bit a horse?
It's terrifying.
Dude.
Did you ever see the horror flick Mosquito?
Yeah, well, that's a terrible movie. That's just awful.
Have you really seen it?
I've seen that one because it's cheesy as fuck, and it doesn't bother me.
It's terrible.
Anyway, seriously, you're telling me there's no reason for mosquitoes. It's not like bumblebees that, you know, we need. You know, we're killing bumblebees left and right, and we don't give a shit, but we haven't figured out a way to wipe out this worthless insect.
I think they did do some research on this, and I think I've read this before, that they're kind of crucial to something.
No,
like if you did wipe out the mosquitoes, it would be a snowball effect.
I'm gonna say, are mosquitoes
necessary, or how do you even type that?
Mosquitoes.
What would happen if all the mosquitoes in the world died, or something?
What would happen if all mosquitoes died? Fucking nothing.
No, I'm pretty sure, dude, it's a snowball effect. It's not good.
Because
mosquitoes.
Without mosquitoes, thousands of plant species would lose a group of pollinators. Adults depend on nectar for energy. Only females are there. Yet McAllister says that their pollination isn't crucial for crops on which humans depend. So, yeah, it would kill off. Big whoop. We'd lose some fucking plants that we don't need. Who cares?
Let's get rid of them.
They're
terrible. And when they're abundant, dude, they are abundant. Yeah. If you've been by like a stagnant pond,
dude,
that just had bred some mosquitoes,
I'll never forget up north at my grandparents' cottage. My dad helped me move the canoe last time we were up there. This was, you know, probably, I'm trying to think, maybe like 6-7 years ago. And dude, it was behind the shed, right on the edge of the woods. The mosquitoes. Oh my God, dude. I was off the ground. They picked me up. There were so many of them. It was nuts, man.
Dude, it's just a bunch of little fighter jets, dude. Tiny little fighter jets just trying to get
your blood. And the fact that they carry diseases. All right, if I got, I don't mind, I'll get bit by a mosquito, but the fact that they carry diseases. All right, it's just like, why do we keep these things around?
Dude, think about it. They're putting their body in your body, sucking your blood out. That's not a good thing. Keep those things away from you.
I'm just reading more on this. I don't think it would affect us that much. Yeah, maybe a few small animals that eat mosquitoes would die, but I think they could find something else. It doesn't affect us at all. Just wipe them out.
Could you if you wanted to? Probably not. There are too many.
I don't know. The only thing you could do is just... If you did like so much spraying, like, okay, winter comes, and then before they hatch in the spring, you just go to town with like spraying and everything. You just blanket every area. Because, I mean, does every state have mosquitoes? I think so, right?
Got to, dude. Yeah. I don't know how many mosquitoes are up in, you know, Alaska or Antarctica, but
yeah,
pretty much everything else.
No, I hate it because I love being outdoors. And the fact now that I'm so paranoid, because you know me, I'm a germaphobe, but I'm a little bit of a, what's the word, where you always think you have something, like you're worried about getting sick. What's that called?
It's a phobia. What kind of
getting
phobia?
Getting sick phobia. What's that called? Hypochondriac. Hypochondriac. Like, I am. And it's not terrible. It's not like I go to the doctor like once a week while you're there. But it does. It worries me. And like, I'm sitting there, like, we were, Kiki and I were sitting outside at the fire the other day, and I had full layers on. And I sprayed my feet, you know, and everything. I'm like, no. And she's sitting there without anything. I'm like, will you at least spray yourself? I don't want you getting, like, I worry. And I hate
she
that.
She just looks over at you. Pussy.
You're not a man, you pussy.
I'm the man in this relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Just spray.
Yeah, I can tell by the bulge in her pants. She's got bigger bulge. Anyway, I digress. That's going to do it for us here. I could go on and on about how much I hate mosquitoes, but you guys get the point.
Do those little mosquito bracelets actually work?
I don't know. I put them around my dick.
Yeah.
So dumb. Anyway, let's get out of here before I say anything else stupid. That is going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. What? Thanks so much for listening. I know, we end with me putting a mosquito bracelet on my dick. So dumb. We'll see you guys next time, and here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.